Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I hope you've had a great week so far. Me personally, it's been quite fantastic, actually. Just today, on September 4th, so this is literally yesterday, if you're listening to when this episode came out, I got to go down to Ithaca, New York, where Flore Collaborative was doing an open house. And we got to go in, see the different plants in the greenhouses that they had. They had three different types of greenhouses, and they specialize mostly in carnivorous plants. We've also have some orchids and some aroids, but it's mostly carnivorous plants. And they have their whole system set up as a highlands, an intermediate, and a lowland greenhouses. And the diversity of carnivorous plants they had in there was astounding. Now, I'm not one to be, you know, really all about carnivorous plants, but you know what? These were gorgeous, and they had so many. They're beautiful. And I even got really excited to learn way more about all of these carnivorous plants. And I was just so excited to be there. I even got to meet Summer Rain Oaks, who was doing a talk there. And I was so super excited to meet her in person and get to talk to all of these people who were extremely passionate about plants. And it was just a beautiful day and sort of lit a fire in me to, you know, really show my passion for plants and such. So I'm so super excited and so thankful that I got to go to this open house. It was just so much fun. If you're ever in New York, if you're ever in Central New York in the Finger Lakes region, see if Flore Collaborative, F-L-O-R-A-E Collaborative, I'll put their Instagram in the show notes. See if they're ever doing an open house. If they are, get some tickets and go. It is so much fun. It was great. It was just great. I can't say enough good things about it. It was just great. But this week, I have a couple of special guests who are some of my good friends. So without much further ado, let's go and listen to what they have to say. So, I met this week's guests officially in 2019 at a local summer acapella camp called Lakeside Acapella, where I usually work in the summer, where GQ, the quartet they sang in, were the teaching quartets for the girls' chorus. I've actually been following GQ since about 2013, seeing one of their videos of them singing on Tumblr. Remember when that was a thing back then? They were singing Something Tells Me / Happy Together medley, and I credit them with basically introducing me to barbershop music. After the camp, we became friends, which was something that personally blew my mind, considering how much I looked up to them as musicians, and further bonded over our mutual love of plants. Katie McDonald, aka Katie Mac, is the bass of GQ, currently works for Barbershop Harmony Society, and has quite a few lovely plant babies herself, which I have had the pleasure of looking at through FaceTime and helping you out with some of your planting needs. And then Katie Gillis, aka Katie G, is the lead / baritone of GQ, and is currently an organic farmer, a knitter, and a ceramicist. She also has quite the collection, and also has chickens, which I'm incredibly jealous of, by the way. I love seeing all of your chicken posts. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I am so excited. I've missed you guys, and I don't know how else to say it other than I'm so excited and incredibly happy and incredibly thankful that you guys came onto the show.
Yeah, this is awesome. I was like kind of nervous about like what it was going to be like, but because I've listened to your podcast like from beginning to end. This is Katie G, by the way, for anyone. You'll be able to tell the difference in our voices as you're listening, because Katie Max is much lower than mine. But yeah, I've been listening to your podcast since the very beginning. So this is like a dream come true for me that I'm on this podcast right now. So thank you for having us.
Of course. I was actually thinking today, I'm like, you know, because I have mentioned to you guys before how it's surreal to me still that we're friends. And then trying to equate it to like plant people. It's like me becoming friends with Summer Rae Oaks. So if you're familiar with Summer Rae Oaks, she's a huge deal in the plant houseplant community. And like, to me, that's how it feels. Like, I'm meeting one of the legends of the houseplant community and becoming
friends with them. That's adorable.
Like, literally.
That probably is really relatable for all your listeners.
Exactly.
I won't lie to him. I have no idea who that is. I'm sure she's a queen. So.
Oh, yeah. They're going to know exactly who she is. And that's how I feel every single, like, still. Like, I know we've texted, we've chatted a whole bunch of times. And, like, we've also made plans for me to come visit. But it's still so surreal for me every single time because I still listen to all of your CDs in the car, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And to be like, those are my friends singing on a CD right now. Like, it's still so surreal to me.
That's kind of how I feel when I listen to your podcast and I'm, like, telling everybody. It's like, oh, this is my friend. He has a podcast. And if you like plants, you should listen to it. Like, I tell everyone, especially, like, people in my ceramics class, like my pottery class. I have a lady in there right now who's like a plant. We found out like almost the second to last class that she was a plant person. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're a plant person too. And it was cool. And I was like, oh, you should listen to my friend's podcast. So, you know, I feel equally honored to be in your presence.
Stop. And
anyone who knows Armando is just the best.
Oh, and just a light.
A light to the world. And also I feel like we're like soul siblings in that we want to live in a tiny house with our plants.
I know.
You know. So one day we'll have our dreams will come true.
Although I mean, both of you already have like houses, are pretty well established in my opinion. I'm working my way up there. Soon enough.
Soon, yes.
So tell me about your guys' current plant collections.
Oof.
So, well, I had some exciting news I actually wanted to share with you. So back in the beginning of the pandemic, I think it was my birthday, and so it was like sometime in May, I was one of those people, you know, I purchased an albino monstera, and it was quite a journey, and it almost died.
I've seen pictures. It
was, and Armando was there through the whole journey. I kept being like, what do? I spent too much money on this plant. But I'm happy to report it has like 7 leaves now.
Ooh, that's dope.
It is gorgeous. It still doesn't have any fenestrations. It's still those little tiny leaves because we had to bring it back all the way to the node, you know what I'm saying? But it's got like 7 leaves. So, you know, that's my quarantine success, plant success story from 2020. And she's almost ready to upgrade to a bigger pot. So, you know, we're moving up in the world. Yes. See? Soul siblings right here. I told you.
And about you,
but yes.
So entire collection. Fam, if in case y'all aren't going to get this in this next like 10 seconds, I'm the one that doesn't know a lot. I just look at something and I'm like, that's really pretty. And that's where I end it. I don't know much, but it started in about 4 years ago when I was growing succulents for my wedding that Katie G here literally taught me how to do. So I started with a bunch of succulents. Then I killed them, a lot of them, by accident because I did like got the mealybug stuff, and ooh. Katie told me the ratio of everything, and it worked one time. Then I had to do it again, and silly me, I did it from memory, and I got the ratios completely wrong, and I killed like so many, and I was like, well, this is poetic. So, but then as over time, I honestly moved probably a little more away from succulents and did more based on the place I was living at the time, had lower light stuff. So it was then just moved to like pothos and just experimenting with like plants that looked honestly small, I'm gonna say, just with literal space. And then now that I bought a house about a year ago, honestly in pandemic time. So, and just have many more options. And my husband loves plants too. So that helps. He also knows about as much as me. So it's just a lot of trial and error. A good friend of mine once said, your plant will tell you if it's not happy in the window that it's in. And I was just like, that's true. So cute. And so ever since then, I have just like, just tried kind of stuff. And then if I really don't know something, I call you. So I would say it's a, or Katie, I'm like, Katie, what the hell? So it's honestly a nice mix of, I would say like starter stuff, the stuff that people say, oh, you can't kill it. Have a little place in my heart for succulents. And yeah, so I'd say it's pretty varied. But I have no idea what they're called.
Yay. Well, when we have Hatter plant chats, you have known what the majority of them are called.
Okay, but then y'all say all the scientific names and I get real scared. So
yeah, I literally only say the scientific names because of Armando. And that's the plant note. I would have no idea.
Okay, like, well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. It's because I hear him saying the correct names, and I'm like, okay, I got to try to remember that. Like, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, because to me, because I've been looking at sort of my metrics, and I have listeners from all over the world, which to me is so, like, insane to think about. Aww. And
yeah,
knowing the scientific name makes it so much easier for all of those people to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, cute, yeah.
Because, like, common names can vary depending on where you are. And even, like, if you even think about the United States, that, like, the Pacific Northwest might have a different name for the same plant versus something, how people call it in the Northeast region, you know?
Right. So didn't think of that.
Right. So it just sort of helps, helps everybody know exactly what I'm talking about. Unless it's something like Monstera Peru, which I recently did an episode on. It has four different names that it can go by scientifically, and it is a pain in the ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was fun. So how would you describe your personal involvement with plants? Like, do you consider yourself just an admirer, a hobbyist, a professional? Do we have professional houseplant hobbyists?
Oh, is dear. That a thing? Yeah, you. So
yeah.
I'd say I'm in the amateur side with a just absolute love for it. I kind of think of it as barbershop. Like, I'm in the hobby of it because it's just so fun. It brings me just so much joy. So whatever that. But I'm not as interested in memorizing stuff and like learning everything. Like, I would rather do a trial and error and like learn a lesson from it, I suppose. That would be mine.
Yeah. I would say it's interesting because like my part of my profession is plants. So I guess you could say I'm a professional in a certain way. But my expertise is not in houseplants, you know? So like, I think you mentioned it earlier, but like I'm an organic farmer. I work on a farm up in Baltimore County, and you know, we just do mostly herbs and veggies and some fruit. But it's one of those things where it's totally different, you know, because first of all, the plants we're growing are outside, you know, so there's all this stuff with the elements and like the soil and the pests and stuff that are way different than the ones you're going to find indoor plants. You know, like the other day we were like squishing harlequin bugs, you know, off of like all the brassicas, and you should look this bug up because it's really cool looking, but it's like pretty complicated because you have to look under the leaves and find their little eggs, and the eggs are really cool looking too. But you know, so it's like stuff like that I guess it's just like so separate from the like indoor plant community.
Those are cool bugs. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll post that in the Instagram later. No, I don't know.
Definitely.
But they are really cool looking. But unfortunately, when you work on an organic farm, since we don't use pesticides and all that stuff, our method of getting rid of bugs is we literally go through every plant and squish them with our hands. So it's pretty gross.
Yum.
Yeah, it's
that's disgusting. Usually what I do with my houseplants. I was going like,
exactly.
No.
But exactly. And I've heard you say that about like spider mites and whatnot, like just squish them with your hands. It's like, okay. Right. But yeah, so in that sense, I guess I'm a professional plant person, but that's what I love about houseplants, because it's something that like each one is so different, because you have to control the environment that it's in, you know, because a lot of these are like tropical plants that are, that don't come from here, like don't live here. So it's not as easy as like, I'm just going to plant you in the soil outside and, you know, make sure you have some water and you're pretty much good. You know, make sure there's no bugs on you. This is like, you have to get the humidity right, the light, the like, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's fun for me because I don't know what I'm doing. And that's kind of how I got into a lot of things. Like, I didn't know how to throw pottery and I was like really bad at it at first. So, you know, that's why I like it so much, because it was a challenge. And the houseplants are definitely like that. They're just like a, you know, they're a challenge for me personally, because I almost killed that one.
Don't worry, I'm sure most of us at one point or another have killed like a highly prized plant, or like, yes, something that was like, this is beautiful, I want to keep it forever, and then
mm-hmm.
you know, so mm-hmm. don't feel bad about that at all.
Yeah. And it's you know, yeah, right. And it's like everything, you know, I think I've learned from being a farmer, it's like seasons come and go and plants live and then they die and then new ones live, you know, so it's all cycles. And you know, there's a life lesson in there somewhere, I think, about like, you know, things continuing on and, you know, life and death, rejuvenation, you know, we'll come to it, I'm sure, by the end of this.
Right. And I think that's something that's really important for people to realize, because I know that, you know, I'm involved with a lot of different Facebook groups that are dedicated to houseplants, and people are like, what is this yellow leaf? Or like, why is my plant dying? And I just could be like, I'll list like, oh, these are all the reasons. And I'm like, and also plants just die.
Yeah.
Sometimes mm-hmm. it's yeah. their time. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You know? So. Yeah.
I had to learn that too. It's just like literally just pull the yellow leaf off and throw it away and just move on with your day.
Just move on. It's just okay.
That's fine. Yes.
Right. I think that's also one of my favorite things about any plant with yellow leaves or brown leaves. It's like, you just like, you get rid of all of that.
Yeah. The dead.
Dead stuff.
Deadness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it just looks beautiful. And you're like, that was very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even like making cuttings to like propagate for mm-hmm. things. Cause like I had these two in the hallway. One was the golden pathos and the other one was, man, I gotta send it to you, cause I don't even know what it is. It's like a green viney thing that one of my friends gave me a cutting and was like, here you go. I don't know what this is. And I was like, cool. I'll put it in my hallway. But it has gone crazy. So I cut a bunch of it to propagate. And where was I going with this story? Oh, but it just looks so much better, you know, like there's something so satisfying of like, okay, not only did I cut this and now it looks nicer, now I have all these cuttings to give away to people. Like, oh, this is so favorite. Exciting. You know, that's like
my favorite, just to give cuttings away.
My yeah. chorus, we did a plant clipping exchange.
You did a plant swap?
Yes.
Oh, it was the
excuse
best.
Me, where was I during this?
You weren't in the chorus yet.
Oh.
And pew, it was pew. So cute. Yeah, right. It was so sweet. And we actually got like a couple of the members, like maybe three of our members, doing it for the first time, and we have a channel in our Slack, our chorus Slack, that's just called like Parkside Plants, and it's for everybody. And one of our lovely friends was like, okay fam, listen, like I don't even understand what kind of vessel to get, like help me with that. And someone linked the soil, the bag of soil I need to get. Amazon would help. Like things like Amazon links. Like I just thought that was so cute. And now we birthed a couple of plant mamas, and that's real cute. So humph.
Two things. Yeah. Giddy G, yes. Are you in Melody now?
No. Oh. That's why she's saying I wasn't allowed at the plant mom because I'm not in the chorus. So
and two, yo, if anyone in Melody ever needs help, hit a brother mm-hmm. up.
I'm gonna yeah. awesome. I'm gonna personal. I'm gonna share this. It. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
plant daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Plant doctor.
Exactly. Well, and soon I'll officially be a plant
officially
doctor.
Officially be. I know. I'm so excited.
I'm yeah. so proud of you. My Thank goodness. You.
I'm gonna come visit you in Colorado.
Please do. Just, oh my God, I would love to see people in Colorado.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yep.
I'm hoping like. Another international is going to be relatively close by to there, like soonish. Mm-hmm. I know, like, I think the next couple of years have already been planned out, but I don't know where I am after I graduate. So at the very least, I'll probably still be there doing research in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm hoping, because that'd be so cool. Yeah. You know?
Get we hanging, don't you worry.
Please. Mm-hmm. And then I will definitely try and make myself go to Baltimore at some point. Even if I have to fly there now.
Do it.
Because before I could drive if I really could. You know, if I had the opportunity, I would have driven, but not driving from Colorado. So.
Nah, dude.
Ooh, maybe a spring break.
We'll be here. I'm actually in the spare bedroom where you can stay if you if
ooh,
you
it's covered in plants. I love it.
See? Look, there's a Monstera in the corner. That's just for you. It's funny because this is like the original. Like, this is the OG like Monstera that I got like way back in the day. Actually, there's a plant store that we need to... I don't know if we're allowed to plug things here, but... Okay, in Baltimore, there's a plant shop called Bee Willow. Woman-owned.
Love
small business.
Place.
Love it.
But that's where I got this Monstera.
I love
like,
it.
Like, way back in the day. And now it's huge. And now it's, like, child, you know? Like, I cut a piece off of the top once it got pretty big. It's now in Chris's, you know, off... Chris is my fiancé. He's over there.
Yeah, your fiancé. You can say that now. Your fiancé.
Yeah, he's pretty great. But he has one in his room, too, because his, of course, his room has the best light because, you know, that's always how it goes. So I'm like, okay, this is your responsibility now. And congratulations, you've now adopted this plant. so, and of course, he waters it so diligently and it's adorable. And it has the biggest leaf like I've ever seen. It just came out like a week ago. And I was like, look what you did. You made this grow. Look, it's the biggest one. It has like 9 holes in it. And I was like, it's crazy.
Oh my God, that's like goals.
Uh-huh. I know. And I was like, you did this.
I think the most I ever had was 5 on my Monstera personally. Mm-hmm. And then Katie Mac, I think you told me that Mike's office had the best light, at least in that place that you were living in before.
Yeah, it was, and especially right now, all of the plants in his office are thriving, and I don't even know what direction they face currently, I have no idea, but,
Girl, there's an app on your phone, there's a compass app on Apple phones, just,
nice.
For anyone out there who wants to know which direction their windows are facing, you just type it, it's a compass app, and you can,
west, his good window is west, so maybe, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, it also depends. Real? Like, in the morning, if there's sun in the morning but not in the afternoon, it's east.
Okay.
If there's sun in the afternoon but not the morning, it's west. If there's sun for the majority of the day, like the bulk of the day, that's south. And if there's no sun at all, it's north. And that's, like, with the sun's rays being physically in the room.
Okay, so he's, like, westish. Huh. Yeah. I don't know. just his aura, probably.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sense his good vibes. You know?
Basically, vibes. Yeah. I mean,
his chill vibes.
I mean, I also feel like a lot of like growing plants, you know, it's not just the care you put in, but like the emotional and mental care you put in also. You know, like you can be like, I don't care about you, but I'm just gonna care for you, and like that plant's gonna die real quickly. Mm-hmm. At least for the plants that I didn't really care about, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that, like, some people, they want the plants just for, like, the aesthetic of it, I guess. And which again, is valid. But then they're like, I want it to be in this corner. And you're just like, but that
it's
corner, it's not going to live in that one because there's not enough light or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's where I want it. It's like, why is my plant dying? It's like, because my friend was telling me the story, actually. She was at a restaurant. It was, like, a restaurant in our hometown, and she went with her parents. And she was like, they had this giant fiddle leaf, like it was like a tree. And they had just had it in this dark corner of this restaurant. And she was just like, and it was real. Like it was actually alive. And she was just like, yeah. And then we went back like a month later and half the leaves had fallen off and like it had no extra light or anything.
Right.
I was like, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Like, but yeah, it's like, cause they just bought it for the looks, and then slowly dying in a corner of a restaurant. I'm like, oh.
So do either of you consider aesthetics to be important when it comes to having houseplants at all?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
I definitely. So here's, we've got a little, bone to pick you and I, Armando, because I know we differ on this. But I think the pot is important, okay?
Well, you're also Ravis's. That doesn't count.
So...
I might agree with Gillis on this one. Sorry.
So, listen. Well, yeah. So, Katie, actually, I had a little porch pop-up where I had, like,
I know, and I'm so jealous. I couldn't go to it.
I'm going to have another one in the wintertime, but you'd probably be gone by then, I think.
I'd be in Colorado. What,
November?
November, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was like, because it's probably going to be in December. But anyway, she bought this, like, planter that I had thrown, like, hand-thrown. And I was just like, yeah, this is what I want to make all of the pots for my plants.
Well, truly, it felt like like a lifelong investment, because pottery, that's how I look at all pottery. So mm-hmm. I truly want... Like that's the, me and Mike especially care about the aesthetic of the plants. So to like invest in a good pot that I'm never gonna, unless I break it, it's gonna stay with me for my whole life. So and on top of that, I supported my best friend in her wonderful, you know, clay activities. So I think that's so cool to do that. But yeah, aesthetic, Mike's a very put together, chill gentleman. For anyone who likes Enneagrams, he's a 9-wing-1. So should tell you, yeah, so that should tell you how he is. And he loves, his room is immaculate. And
it
mine
is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so put together and so pretty. Mine is fine. But it's very functional, which just makes sense. So, but everything, whatever all April is,
oh, no.
I don't know. So yeah, it's just like it's a good compliment. It's like, he makes me appreciate aesthetics. I think I appreciate function, and like together it's a neat marriage of the two. So yeah.
And to go along with that, like my pottery specifically, like, I think we all kind of have this like ethos whenever we're making stuff, like potters in general. And mine is like, I love that merging of functionality and beauty.
You're so good at that.
And that to me, cause it's like, you know, I love like a nice, you know, art piece as much as the next person, but I'd rather have like something I'm going to use every day, like a mug that I'm going to like look at and be like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful, you know, and I made this or whatever. Or somebody made this, you know, but then that's also super functional that you will use every day, because you get that joy every time you use it. So for me, like that's the nice pots and that you put your plants in. Cause it's like, you know, I get so much joy out of like looking at my plants and seeing them grow and seeing them get bigger. And like, I'm getting excited about my, like Monstera to put it, cause I got another, like a bigger, fancier, pot to put it in once it grew up, you know? So I'm like excited to put it in that pot and like have it, I don't know, have it just look nice. So, you know, we'll just have to agree to disagree, Armando.
Pew, pew.
And I'll just give you all my plastic pots, and it's fine.
So, I mean, okay, I'm not saying that I don't like nice pots, okay?
What are you saying?
First of all. So I think it really, like, for me, the pot will only matter for a couple of reasons. One, say, like, so with Hoyas, they tend to be very top heavy because they like to be, fair. Hoya is a type of vining plant. It's also called wax plant or wax flower.
Okay.
Usually they have pretty succulent leaves. They are a succulent. Some of them have thinner leaves. And the way that they'll grow, they're going to grow sort of vines first, and then the leaves start to grow, rather like, other than like pothos or any of the other leafy foliage plants that sort of grow leaves, and that's how the stem or the vine comes about. Hoyas will vine first.
Thank you.
No problem. But Hoyas are epiphytic plants, so they live on trees, and so generally the root systems are relatively shallow and relatively small. Mm-hmm. So you can have a Hoya in the same pot for a couple of years. So, and like, they like to be root bound. Otherwise, if they, that's also a good way to make them flower, is to make them root bound. But with how top heavy they get, sometimes you need a nice heavy pot to keep them in. so they don't fall over, because believe me, I've had many a Hoya casualties because they're just so top heavy.
Oh, shit. I just Googled them. Wow, I have them.
You have them?
I have this plant.
This stuff, I think. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't remember you having Hoya the last time I saw your collection. So.
Well, they also have like a couple options. Okay, so well, I could be
have
one.
You bought more plants since the last time you FaceTimed?
Oh, Rob's, yes. Show. Me and my friend Ellen in Parkside, my chorus, we like ventured to a plant place like a couple months ago and spent so much money, and it was the best. Yeah. We'll give you a tour later.
Please. Also, if you're ever in Denver, okay, Sound of the Rockies, they're out there.
You mean when?
Yeah,
you mean when we come visit? When we're in Denver to visit.
So technically, I'm an hour north in Fort Collins.
You'll be in that, in Sound of the Rockies?
I'm going to hope so. I'm definitely going to audition.
Good.
And I don't care if I'm rejected the first time. What?
We got to explain to some of these people what these things are.
Sound of the Rockies is a barbershop chorus.
The non-barbershop nerds out there. We're all just like, let's just have a conversation about all these barbershop things.
Sorry, the hobbies are colliding.
We're all just as nerdy.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I made that sort of comparison with me, with you guys, versus me meaning like Summer Rain Oaks. So like, they're kind of understanding. But Sound of the Rockies is a barbershop chorus, an all-men's barbershop chorus in Denver, Colorado. I plan on auditioning for them at some point. But also, Fort Collins has an all-men's... Colorado State University has an all-men's chorus that also... Ooh. Like, we'll sing, obviously, TTBB arrangements of songs. But also does sing barbershop. So...
Yay! Wow.
I may do both, or I may just do Sound of the Rockies. We'll see.
The best.
But down in Denver, the Denver Botanic Gardens are incredibly beautiful.
Like, always will go.
Yes. Before my professor and I actually like started talking about school, we talked about our mutual love for the Denver Botanic Gardens, and one of her research plots are on the green roof in the children's garden at Denver Botanic Gardens. So oh my gosh. I love it. I remember I went there in 2019. I snuck away from a work conference and spent like the afternoon there. It was beautiful. The conservatory of like the tropical plants. Beautiful. Oh my god. Yes.
I'm so excited.
You guys will love it. But, you know, once I join in, maybe I'll be like, you know, we could probably get GQ here.
You can be like, I know them personally.
I'm friends with them.
You know, they may work for plants. We'll see. You know, may work for plants. May sing for plants.
Sing for plants, yeah.
I would do that. May sing to the plants. I don't know. Maybe I'd
let me do my one hobby to get more of my other hobby.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah. I have my neighbor, the one who helped save my Monstera, by the way. Her handle's Aeroid Addict on Instagram. She just made this beautiful, like, living wall, and it's so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But she like asked me to make her some plates and bowls and stuff. And I was like, listen, if the price is maybe too high or something, like I'm willing to trade for some plants. She's got some really good plants. And she was like, she's like, I am in. So, I mean, it could happen. I'm still working on those plates. So,
For those of you following at home, it's aeroid_addict_ on Instagram. And you definitely need to check her out because the stuff she has is gorgeous.
Yeah. Her name's Maya. Shout out. She's my neighbor. Isn't that funny? Like, I moved here and we just, like, started chatting. And we just started talking about plants. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I have, like, this whole plant room. And I was, like, expecting, you know, like, my plant collection, you know, is, like, a few here, a few there. I walk in and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it was so gorgeous. Like,
she has an insane collection, and it's like, and it's not like rinky-dink plants, it's like fully grown, like huge. Like, I'm looking at her wall and she has a whole ass Queen Anthurium Anthurium Warquinium there, and it's like massive. It's not even like little tiny, like, it's huge.
No, it's and it's grown so much since I like first saw the plant too. Like,
so jealous.
Yeah. And she's like the nicest person ever. So like, shout out to Maya. I'm gonna have her listen to this episode so she can hear that I shouted her out. But yeah. But she's been a great resource too, because like clearly she knows what she's doing.
Clearly.
So
that's no question. but also my second reason for wanting pots is if there's an actual story or some form of value attached to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if a friend who I really cared about either made or bought me a plant, be like, this reminded me of you and I thought you would love it, I would obviously hold that pot for like ever in my entire life. My grandmother gave me a plant in this beautiful, like, Asian inspired pot. The plant died. But I still have the pot. And so I took a plant that my mom gave me and put it in that. Aww. So I literally have my mom and my grandma represented into Aww. One plant.
Oh, that's See, cute that's a, shit.
That's, that's beautiful. See?
Right.
See?
So, like, so plants serve, like, memory or emotions to me rather than just the mm-hmm. aesthetic look. Like, I don't care if my plants are in multicolored pots and they're in different arrays. That doesn't make sense. Because if each specific pot actually has some form of like memory or function based on like they need mm-hmm. a heavier pot.
Sure.
That's when I'll use them. But obviously I will go for like the aesthetic when it comes to mm-hmm. those pots, if mm-hmm. I'm using pots for that reason.
Sure.
But to me, visually speaking, I care more about the plant than the pot when it comes gotcha. To aesthetic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can see that. I mean, you are there for the plant. Like, I you know, I do agree there. But it's like, that's its home. That's its house. You know? That's where it lives. Oh, but, yeah.
No, that's its bed. It's in my house.
Yeah, just never make the bed. Just leave it. Just the way you found it.
Fun fact, yeah. I don't really make my bed. Yeah. Oliver's the one who does that, unfortunately.
Nice.
I feel bad
nice.
Every single time.
Aw, good for you. You found, you know, that's the symbiosis. Finding someone who does the things that you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to then looking at plants or looking for plants, like, say you're going to the plant shop or whatever,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
how much do you consider how it looks versus its needs?
In that, I think it's like a balance for me. Like, I used to go more for the looks, and that's when I had not a lot of success, because I'd be like, ooh, I like this one, and then I wouldn't have a place for it that it would survive, and then it would die. So now, especially now that I've like learned a little bit more, I'm like, okay, I look at it, I'm like, ooh, I think this is very pretty. And then I look at like, okay, what does it need? What, like, what's the light requirement? What's the water requirement? And I find that, you know, you got to find that balance. But honestly, most of my plants are, I think I've gotten from like cuttings and stuff. I mean, this big Monstera, dude, I think it was one of the few that I've like really bought myself. So that's kind of nice too, is that like, I do feel like what you said before, where like most of my plants have like a special meaning because like a friend gave it to me, or, you know, yeah, like it has like a memory attached to it, you know? So, yeah. But yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
I'm like 70% aesthetic, let's be honest. And then it's like, I always think, I'm like, oh, this one's so cute. Oh my God, I love it. I love the size. I think more like aesthetic and size, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I don't even really consider if we have space. It's more like, that's a problem for future me. And me right now is just loving the whatever grabbed me in like the color or the whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'll move something else. And since I don't know, I think since I'm so blissfully unaware, it's like, it's not like I'm like worried, because I'm like, I'll just try it. Which is very odd. And this is actually something that's so funny about me and Katie's personalities.
Uh-huh.
That's typically not me. But yeah. I think in plants, I can like back up. But Katie will like take this more seriously. I mean, honestly, probably because you are a farmer. And you mm-hmm. kind of, you just know more. But
I think I are opposite in the plant world than we are in like our normal life. Because normally I'll be like, let's just try it. We'll see what happens.
And I'm way more cautious.
And
yeah,
you're way more like, well, let's plan this out. Let's make sure we can actually pull this off.
Yeah.
And we're totally opposite in the plant world, which I've never drawn that conclusion before, but that is really funny.
Bringing out the best in us, you know?
Mm. You know.
I mean, to be fair, I have bought a plant once, and I was like, this thing is huge. Like, where am I going to put it? It's fine. I'll move my bed.
Like, yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't need to sleep. It's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll get a table. I'll get a shelf thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get that. At least I'm a little bit more conservative nowadays only because I am making this huge move. Mm-hmm. So that's a lie. When was the last
plant I bought? You haven't bought plants. That's a lie.
I mean, it's been like 2 months since I bought my last plant. Okay. It's been 2 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Normally, 2 months sober? Is that what you're saying? 2 months clean?
Yes, 2 months
clean. I'm Armando, and I have a plant addiction.
Well, only because I don't want to sacrifice too much room in, like, my car or the U-Haul when I drive to Colorado. Now, mind you...
Just don't put your bed in there.
Oh, I'm already not taking my bed. The only furniture I'm taking is a coffee table. Everything else, I left.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Right.
Just get one of those Casper ones that just like poof, like pops open or whatever.
There's an IKEA in Denver. I'm going down there and buying all my shit.
So, love it. Oops.
So what kind of plants are you usually drawn to then? If you're looking at it aesthetically, like what kind of look are you looking at or colors or anything like that?
I mean, I definitely have noticed that I do have a lot of aroids. Like I do, you know, the Monstera, and you just gave me something Tetrasperma, Raphidophora, Tetrasperma.
Very good.
Yeah. Aren't you proud? I practiced that one.
And that's going to grow fast. So once it grows to a substantial size, you should totally give some to Katie Mac.
Okay, I will. Yay. Actually, you know, I mean, you gave me a few cuttings, so I think I could just give it a while. I'll let it establish first, and then we'll move on.
Good plan.
There. Yeah. But yeah, I tend to either like accumulate or like a lot of like vining stuff or stuff that like, yeah, just kind of like fills up a basket of, you know, space, I guess. You know, like the Adansonii.
Adansonii?
Nailed it. Nailed that one. and yeah, like, you know, what was another one that I mean, pathos, obviously. And someone gave me a string of heart. One of my other friends gave me a string of heart. So anyway, yeah, I seem to just be accumulating like a lot of
the long, viney things.
Long, viney, hangy ones.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my technical, the long, hangy, viney one. Yeah.
I'm always motivated by like the variety of it all. And it's based on like, do I have that or have I seen it? Honestly, if I walk into a store and I'm like, I've never seen that ever, I'm likely going to get that one and just try it, I suppose. But, definitely, I have an affinity for string of pearls. Honestly, that was one from my wedding that I absolutely loved and one I killed. But I now have a new one that's doing really well. So love that kind of stuff. Anything that's like a novelty, the hanging stuff's cool. Yeah, as long as it's different than what I have, I suppose. And I like, is it variegated when it looks like white in the leaf? That. Yeah. I love it when it just looks, and then as they grow, they get like a little more different and Or if they have a cool thing about them, purple. I've recently been getting more plants that have purple in them. I don't know what that means, but variety. Yeah.
I think I have a plant that I might be able to send you a couple cuttings that I think you might like.
So, yes, please.
Yeah, I'll get that clipped. I'll send you some as well, KDG.
I love you.
Of course. You know I love to share plants. So the both of you are also incredibly talented musicians. Like, honestly, guys, if you've never heard them sing before, look them up. GQ. They have 3 albums. They're all on Spotify. Definitely look them up.
We're also not the disco group, if you're looking for us.
There's a GQ disco group?
Yeah. Apparently.
Oh.
I mean,
I might have
I love a good disco song. But,
right? I do love a good disco song.
Not really what we do. No, just a disclaimer.
Right. And it's not just barbershop, guys. It's also full-on beautiful a cappella stuff. Do you guys think music and plants relate in any single way?
Oh, like major.
I like the head nods. I love seeing the head nods. All right, elaborate, please.
I would say a major butt ton, because it's like, it's such a cool like expression of like whatever you're feeling and what you're willing to try and what you're willing to attempt, and like the concept of growing and like developing something, like starting it, like when you first learn a song and it's garbage or it's just small, like it's literally small, it's literally the sheet music, and then it flourishes because you've like put the time and effort into it. Yeah, so many beautiful metaphors, and but I think like that expression is just so cool, and like the calming factor it has, like I sing to feel better, like plants, like having plants around just make me feel better. So yeah, mental health wise, yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, totally. I also think like, I mean, they're a living thing, and you were mentioning like that one of your friends was saying like, oh, it'll tell you when it doesn't like something or when it doesn't like being somewhere. And that's exactly how it is with your voice, like with singing, you know, we're using our bodies as an instrument. And so it's super important as a vocalist and as a musician in general to like be in tune with your body and what's going on. Like, I know I have days when I'm like super stressed out and I'm so tense, and it affects the way my voice sounds, you know, it affects my singing in such a like a major way. And so it is like, you have to pay attention to, it's like, oh, do I need more water? Do I need more, you know, do I need to go hang out with my friends? Do I need to drink some wine? You know, like, or whatever it is, like, what does my body need so that I can perform at my highest level? Especially like as professional musicians, you know, like we have this like, you know, mister and stuff that we take to hotel rooms with us, because we're like, oh, the hotel rooms are always,
I need one
like,
of those.
We are literally like plants in that we have an air purifier and a humidifier that we like travel around with, because we need certain humidity, and you know, like yeah, so it's just funny, and obviously plants need that too, but you know, listening to your plants and like really being intuitive about, oh, the leaves are like, you know, rolling a little bit at the edges, maybe it needs more water, what, you know, and getting in tune with that will make you a better plant person, just like getting in tune with that as a musician will make you a better musician. So yeah,
honestly, when in doubt, as a singer and a plant person, well, no, that's a lie. Not as a plant person, but as a singer, you almost always just need more water.
You need more water. Yep.
Plants are different,
yeah, it's
though.
Always.
But it is funny how, like, I remember we used to have some conventions in Vegas, and of course it's like all the air is like recycled throughout the building and stuff. And man, it was just so dry. Of course, you're also in Arizona, and it's like you're dry as heck there. So yeah, we definitely felt like we were like dying houseplants, because we were like, give us water.
Yeah, singing contest. Let's do that. That's a great idea.
Where's the humidity?
Well, first of all, when you're not up at all hours, because you're tagging, that's singing, with a bunch of your barbershop friends from across the world, like, some of these places are just awful for singing. The last convention I went to was in Salt Lake City. That was so dry. It sucked.
Yeah. That is so funny, because it is like, you know, we move from place to place, and like, it's like, this is not a very good environment for us, you know, like, but then you go somewhere where you're like, oh, I feel great. My voice feels great, you know, and it's like the plants, when you like take them from their like tropical environment and you stick them into your house and in the middle of Arizona or whatever, you're like, you need to give it more humidity, because this is not what it needs. This is not what it likes. It's not going to perform in its highest ability here. So, yeah.
So has social media influenced any of your views on plants? Because now they're like, especially with COVID, like they kind of skyrocketed into popularity, and they're all over social media. So have they, like, has social media influenced you at all?
Well, I definitely think that like more people are like getting plants, and you know, because social media is such an aesthetic kind of medium, you know, like that's what it's about. I think there's a lot of people just like getting plants for like the clout of it, or like to take that one picture. So it's definitely like I think it's easy to get like kind of carried away, and I've definitely tried to like, especially after the whole buying the Monstera, which I love, and it was like a birthday present to myself, so you know. But it made me realize it's like, okay, like I need to just focus on one thing at a time. Like I couldn't do that like over and over, because it was such a roller coaster of emotions and like, oh my gosh, I spent so much money on this plant. So, you know, I think social media can make you feel like you need more plants, because like, oh, well, I don't have the it plant, you know, I don't have this it plant or this it plant. But I, you know, I've had to, yeah. So yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think it is like, you know, important to take care of the plants that you have and try to give them the best home possible, you know, keep it local, you know, that's my little plug, you know.
Oh, local. Cause that was going to be my point. Honestly, I think my biggest thing is, like store loyalty to like local Baltimore shops, or just like, me and my friend Ellen in Parkside found this place called Ott's on TikTok, and I was like, we're going here. And she's like, that's like 30 minutes from my house. And it was like kismet. It was so cool. So store loyalty and like learning their story. Like Katie mentioned a place in Baltimore called Bee Willow. And like the other day, it's like woman owned, like she said, and they showed their, like when they bought the building in 2016. And I had no idea that it started as like a plumber's shop or something. Wow. And like how she turned it around. So like, and honestly, the plants are a little more expensive, but I would go there just to support that beautiful business, that aesthetic, how well they keep up their Instagram and accounts. I just, that loyalty to like wonderful companies that are people that are doing a passion project that they love. I think that is so cool. Such a cool part of the culture.
They also donate money back into like kind of like saving forests and stuff, like or like conserving like tropical plants and stuff like that, because they don't want to like kind of contribute to the like things you've been talking about, Armando, about like the kind of plant trade where you know, there's people who are kind of like taking a lot of different plants from their native habitats and to just to sell them because plants are so popular. And you know, like that's a big part of it too. I mean, especially for me, where it's like, I want to make sure that the plants that I'm getting have been like ethically sourced, and that they're not being like, I'm not just getting a plant and paying a lot of money for a plant just because I want it, and then contributing to this like system where like plants are like disappearing from their natural habitats, you know? So
that I love hearing that. Oh. So for those of you who didn't know, my bachelor's degree is in conservation biology. So like hearing that makes my heart flutter. I love it. And I completely agree with the supporting small business, local as you can. I do have a couple of plant shops here in Syracuse that are that have the plants that I look for. I personally support, it's a small business and it's a queer-owned business. His name is Miles. He's out of Seattle. It's literally called The Plant Store. And I want to say on Instagram, it's The Seattle Plant Store. Like, I bought so many plants from him that people thought that I'm from Seattle. Like, I have a ton of Seattle friends who are plant people. And I remember someone like, well, one of these days, you know, we'll hang out. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I would hope to make it out there to Seattle at one point. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm from New York.
Yeah.
They're like, what? But... And like with Miles, he's very good about, you know, making sure the plants are great, that they're grown well. And he actually sells plants that he grows as well. So like, it's a really fun shop. So if you guys have never checked it out, the Seattle Plant Shop, it is such a beautiful store. And he is so great. He also has his master's in horticulture, so he really does know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So with social media and everything, do you... guys ever feel threatened or discouraged by other plant hobbyists in reference to their collections or knowledge, like something like gatekeeping?
I don't know what that is.
So,
well, it's interesting you talk about that, because that does, you know, that happens in lots of communities, you know.
Barbershop.
yeah, I mean, music in general too. I mean, there's right. like, you know, if you're in like the jazz
community. Oh, that is true.
Yeah, but you know, I think that I am comfortable with my place in the like planty world, where I'm like, okay, you know, like I'm learning. Like, I think that's the best way to like approach it, is just to always be a student. And you know, even if you know a lot, like there's always stuff you can learn. And if you exactly. have that attitude, you know, that like I know everything and you're just a noob, and you know, because that happens too in like pottery world too. And like, that's what I like about our studio, is that we're very, it's the clay ground in Ellicott City. But our studio is very inclusive and very like, we are all about beginners and teaching like beginners to like, just giving them a little taste of what it's like to make pottery, because it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's so much, I think there's like a theme here with a lot of like our hobbies, I guess, because it's like,
right.
you know, with barbershop, it's the same way, you know, it's like, you don't have to read music to be able to participate in this. And like, you know, I think for the plant community, like that's the beautiful thing. It's like, you don't have to know everything or the scientific names or everything about plants to like be involved in it. And, you know, I think that's like the beautiful part of it. So, you know, I mean, I'm definitely pro being a beginner, even if you know stuff, mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. a student, even if you know stuff.
Yeah. So, Katie Mack, basically gatekeeping is like when someone who thinks they know everything sort of like makes fun or,
wow.
Oh, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Patronizes or.
Yes. To anyone who's like either just getting into the hobby or mm-hmm. is brand new.
Mm. I guess I haven't met anyone. I've never met anyone like that. Every plant human I've met mm-hmm. has been just so welcoming in general. And
we usually are.
Yeah. And truly, mm-hmm. and I think there's such a vibe for the most part of like, hey, and if you mess up, it's all right. It's okay. Like, right. like plants die. And so there's just like a low risk of failure, I suppose, in a way, or failure is expected, which is, again, amazing life lesson. So I don't think expected. So. Yeah, I'm sure some people can look at it like as the unattainable kind of vibe. I mean, really, my only thing is like, if I hear a little bit too much scientific names, I would say I tune out, because I'm like, oh, I Googled the Hoya thing because it was four letters. That's why I Googled it. Otherwise, and then I you got were like, no clue what the hell.
And then you were like, I have that plant.
I have that. Yeah. And, but like, I'm not going any deeper than that, because I'm just not interested. I think that that concept, though, Armando, I didn't realize that of, you know, the names match around the world. That mm-hmm. is so cool. Never thought of that. Like, duh, that's so neat. But yeah, I've never, yeah, I hope, the hobby is welcoming enough that people don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, podcasts like this just, and the pandemic honestly has made it accessible. And I'm really hoping that people, you know, just try, like, yeah, pottery. You make your first kind of crappy bowl. Hey, I did that with Katie. And then you sing your first tag in barbershop that's super short. Like, that's, yeah, just the gateway drug. Hey.
Right. Yeah. I think part of it is finding like the right people also, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like if you have just met like awful people, that sort of kind of turns you off from any hobby particularly,
mm-hmm.
Because I know that, you know, like for some people who like are interested in barbershop, but like don't want to sing because like they were told they were awful singers or what yep. have you, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, no, definitely come try it out. If you think it sounds fun, if you enjoy what you're listening to or seeing, just come and check it out. You don't have to join. We're not pressuring you to join the chorus, but we want you to at least be able to experience it, to say you have experienced it, so you understand why we love it so much. And then mm-hmm. generally people tend to stay for the long term after that, because we are so inclusive about, you know, getting people to just join barbershop. And I think the plant community is sort of the same. Because we get to talk about plants more.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look, there's more people I can talk about, like, the nerdy stuff that I'm into. Like, wow, that's awesome, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
Or, like, more people that can, like, I can hang out with in different places. And, yeah.
And more people to give cuttings to and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I love
that. And it's such a bond. Yeah, it's such a bonding thing to be like, oh, I'll give you a cutting. You know, it's like, then you feel
and
like
you
you're connected.
See it. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then you see it grow and everything. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's the cutest. Yeah.
You go no, over and you're like, oh, great. That's the one I gave you.
Mm-hmm. yep. I remember, KDG, you sent me a picture mm-hmm. of the Anadensonia that I got you, and it just it was huge after like the few leaf cutting that I got for you. I'm like,
I wish you could see it now because it's in the stairwell, and it like loves the light there, and it has started. Okay, we came back from a trip. We went on a camping trip, and when we walked into the room, like into the foyer, we saw this vine like coming down from the stairwell. Like, it had gotten so long, just in, like, the week we were gone, that, like, I have to wrap it, like, around the banister now, because it's getting so big. It's, like, amazing.
So that
I'm
means
like,
you can take some cuttings and give them
that
to
is.
Katie Mack.
Hey. Katie, would you like some?
Always.
Because yes. then Katie Mack can give them to the rest of Melody.
I know. That'd be amazing.
Hey, yes. plant swap that. Currency is a real thing.
It is, thing. Dude.
It
I
is
love
a
it.
Real thing.
Yeah. Even if the currency is just good karma, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, that is true. That is very
honestly,
true.
And the Slack channel we have of everybody like posting the photos, it is the like most wholesome, encouraging thing I've ever seen. And it just brightens my day. And then it'll be like we have a mother-daughter pair in the chorus too. And they were like planting together.
Oh!
I was like,
that's so cute.
Everything.
I could throw up.
I know. It's just like, yeah, the community vibe. Anything that has like an artistic side that allows you to express in honestly, however you want to, like you get to sing whatever you want or create in clay or with plants. Like it's just, I find those communities to be so welcoming,
mm-hmm.
like because you get to personalize it and you get to like do your own thing. And everyone's just super supportive. Like I will probably never get a Monstera because I'm terrified of that. That just sounds like a lot, but I will admire Katie's every time I go over there. Like just how cool and how supportive. She's not a threat to me. She's like, that's just cool. And it's just awesome. So yeah.
They're super easy. You need to try one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Really?
Okay,
yes,
then
they're
so
super
easy.
Easy.
And I actually need to cut like the one in Chris's room because that one big
cool.
giant leaf is like weighing the whole thing down.
Oh, well,
perfect.
There you go.
I will take your excess weight.
And I'll give you a pretty big one too. Like a big cutting.
Nice.
Yeah. So that way you'll have a better chance because it'll have lots of leaves. Because
it's more mature. It's got bigger leaf.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Right.
So, there you go.
Just need to give it a nice little indirect
snip.
Light. Yep. Little snip snip.
Little snip snip. Get some good light and all that jazz. That's right. Sounds like you need to put in Mike's room.
Yeah,
I know exactly. I think really what we're saying is Mike needs a Monstera.
I think so. He could handle it. Yeah.
Oh, Mike and Chris having like
matching like brother yeah, brother plus. Right,
that's cute.
Right. So it sounds
adorable.
Like we need to do that. So I've got two more questions for you guys.
Microphone. All right.
So one, what have been some of your highlights in keeping plants?
Oh, definitely bringing that. I mean, I keep coming back to it, but it's like my biggest success story. Bringing that thing back from the brink of death. And the fact that it's so nice now, like, yeah. And it's actually now currently in one of the pots I made.
Oh.
Which is like even like an additional like, oh, I made that pot.
That was me.
I made it and it's alive. But yeah, I think that's probably... I mean, and this Monstera, honestly, this is probably what really got me into like, you know, maybe like pushing my limits a little bit more with plants
mm-hmm.
and gaining more confidence because my old apartment had this like beautiful big window, you know, and that's when this thing really started to thrive. And then, of course, I was like, ooh, I've got this big room with lots of light. Let me get more plants, you know, and it became a jungle, of course. You would have loved it. Yeah, you would have loved it. But yeah, I think that's the other one for me is that like this thing is still alive. Like this is still the original one, and that now it's like it's offspring, you know, are creating these giant leaves with nine holes, and you know, it's pretty cool. And I've given a lot of cuttings away from this thing. Like everyone at the pottery studio has like a cutting for this monstera, so
you have spread your monstera far and wide.
That's adorable.
Love that. But yeah, I think eventually if we get that grow light in the dining room area, I'll probably maybe experiment with some more like daring plants.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know. Maybe a plumeria.
I will say they do need a lot of light because the first time I had one, I rotted it.
Uh-huh.
Because not enough light. But now mine is like
nice.
Doing real well.
Yep.
What about you, Katie Mack? What are some of your highlights?
I don't know. This sounds so lame, and I feel like I've already said this a ton of times.
It's not
going to
be lame.
It's the vibe of, like, literally the journey that I've had of planting plant stuff, because, like, I remember watching Katie have them, and then being like, I'd kill that. Nah. Like, that seems like a lot of work. And then you realize it isn't, and it's, like, just super fulfilling and rewarding, and like just everything that it teaches you. And that, like, honestly, like one of my favorite feelings is like the serenity that it brings. Cause I'm an anxious human who is just constantly needing to be doing something, but making coffee in the morning on like the weekend, like my watering day is like a Saturday or Sunday, and whenever I remember. And it's like make coffee, walk around with coffee and water. All of the plants. I don't know why is that the most serene shit like in the world? And that's just like, it's like forces me to slow down kind of thing, which I absolutely need.
It's a great way to start your day, in my opinion.
Yeah, like I just did something really important. It takes me a while because I have to like refill because I have so many. So that's like, it teaches me patience, which I also need help with. And then like, I am a huge community type person. Like my hobbies are in singing and this, where people share and are kind. And like, so the like chorus community of plant people and just the relationship that the three of us have with plants is like, that is such a highlight to me. I'm a very social extroverted person. And this pandemic has very much sucked for for everybody, but especially I'd say like the extroverted people, but to feel like connected through gifts of clippings and updates of how your plants are doing, I think is just, it has helped so much of my mental being because I struggle, like, right? Like we all do, but like, this shit's hard, dude. So having something to look forward to, right? Like having something to look forward to and like appreciate and tend to is just so, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I feel that. So last question. I lied. Two more.
Okay, great.
So this one, we'll see. do you think, okay, you can get Amanda and Allie on board to grow something. So
can
Amanda,
I curse? I already cursed. Can I mega curse?
Yes.
Fuck no. Well, we've tried.
Well,
Allie will never grow a plant. I just she can barely take care of herself.
These are our other two girls in GQ alongside us, and
well,
this is just something we'll never win. Gillis and I have tried.
I can appreciate why Amanda wouldn't, because Amanda's got a new little tyke in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, baby will take precedence over plants, in my opinion, any day.
I will say she did have a garden, though. Like, she's like, you know, she grew up as a farmer girl. I mean, mostly, like, raised, like, cattle and goats and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, she also won a watermelon eating contest. Eating contest. Like that was her claim to fame for, you know, for a while.
Still is. Still is.
Still is. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
She's part of this amazing quartet that sings internationally, but you know.
No, but it pales in comparison to the watermelon eating championship. But yeah, so like she definitely, I think, is more in line with like how I mostly interact with plants, which is like growing food and, you know, yeah, like, again, it's like a beauty and function thing. So, but of course, you know, now that she has her bebe, her garden is something else. She still grew plants, but they were all volunteer plants.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, I'm hoping one of these days, you know, we can introduce like, you know, a fun activity for Amanda and the baby to do when the baby's a little older, you know, to grow this plant together.
And,
you know, to get Allie on board somehow.
I think we will have more luck with Amanda. Allie, I think.
I will say Allie loves cut like flowers.
She has flowers.
She'll do them always. Like I know with stargazer lilies are her favorite and stuff. Amanda loves sunflowers and lavender. Like we all have a cut flower aesthetic to the point where Katie gifted us like a bouquet for our 10-year anniversary, which is right. I know, vom again. Yeah. but yeah, I think they definitely appreciate that, a gift or like a showing of appreciation for sure. I think that's so beautiful and so loving. So,
but yeah. if you tell Allie that, well, if you have this plant, it's a bouquet that will grow forever.
No, we established here that they could die. Remember? Listen, we can't tell her that. She'll see right through it. She's smart. She's a smart cookie.
Yeah.
Or you could say you could do a fun growing experiment for her class. She is a kindergarten.
She did grow butterflies and crap.
Them?
Grow, I don't know, the caterpillar to the butterfly thing?
Raised.
What? Wow. That's embarrassing. Allie is a lot. Allie, I think, grows in different ways.
That might be the way to do it because she loves her kids, you know, like in her classroom. Mm-hmm. So if we somehow rope them into it and get them excited, then I think we could get her, like, hooked, you know.
And to that point though, Allie and Amanda are both teachers of very young kids, of elementary and kindergarten teachers, so like they nurture literally all day long. Katie and I don't work with kids on the regular, so it's so I think with them they just nurture in a different way, and that is beautiful as well. I think that's it's just like, yeah, what do you want to tend to? And they tend to like literally
Bebe's
emotions.
But I will say, the things we tend to don't talk back to us. So like that's nice. A plus.
I mean, I appreciate that. And like,
they sit still.
And they sit still.
And they sit still.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. My very last question. If you were a plant, what would you be and why?
I think you know the answer to this
part. I never tell any of my guests this because I want to hear the on-the-spot reaction, so.
Aww.
But yes, Katie G, I think I already have an idea of what you would be.
You can go ahead and guess. What do you think?
Alba Monstera.
There you go.
Why?
I think Monsteras generally are pretty tough, and I'm pretty tough, you know.
True.
At least that's what Chris tells me. He says I'm pretty tough. And, you know, but obviously that one was, had a little moment, where it needed some help. And sometimes I need help from my friends, you know, sometimes I have specific conditions. I like high humidity, you know, I like clean air. I like to be outside, but yeah, no, I think it's just also because I like it the best. But and I think it's nice looking.
You both will help me identify the plant, but I would say I am a plant that is easily shareable. So like one that can clip and like easily be stuck in the ground that is a gift to other people. And I say that sounds really pompous, but what I mean by that is like I'm like constantly thinking of like, okay, to support, to help lead, to help nurture a team of people, to share, to, I love hosting. Oh my gosh, if I could host a party every weekend, I'd be in heaven kind of thing. Like
I'll be there.
That's, Exactly. Like, so I want to be that plant that's easily movable. I think a friend of mine gave me the mother of, is it called Mother of Millions?
Oh yeah, I have some.
I give them to some parksiders and they went crazy. Like, it's everywhere. But like that vibe, I want that. That's me. So maybe a Mother of Millions.
I think or about a golden pathos?
True.
Because that's like a lot of people's like introduction.
First, yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy to clip.
Easy to clip and give. And
okay, I like that.
You know, like they're the kind of plant where like if you're not a part of it, you know, you get one of those and you're like, wait, I think I can really do this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they give they give you the confidence. So I don't know. And they're
like that.
Thank you. And they're variegated. And, you know, like, that's what you like.
Exactly. A variety of different looks and colors.
I love that. Okay, that one.
Also, Katie Mack, you are a gift, so.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
That's right. Thanks. The ultimate gift.
The ultimate gift.
Hey.
Alrighty, y'all.
Love it.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. It's still so surreal that I got to do this. I know I'm sure it gets old after a while, me saying that, like, oh my God, I can't believe we're friends. But, like, I literally can't believe we're friends. and so, thank you guys so much for coming on and spending this hour just chit-chatting plants and also catching up, because I haven't seen you guys in forever.
I know. We love you so much.
So, we'll just have to come see you. I mean, just, you know, once you get settled in, we're going to give you a minute to, like, get settled in.
Please do.
All that stuff.
Bring
then,
everybody.
You know.
We can go to the Rocky Mountains together.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go. You know I'm down for a hike.
Yep. I'm down for a moderate hike. Yes.
Down for a moderate hike. Only, like, less than an hour.
Yeah. I mean, with snacks at the end.
Right.
There will always be snacks.
Okay, yes. Then I'm down. Then I'm
100%.
Down. I love this.
Plus, like, both Denver and Fort Collins has just a lot to offer. So I would love to see you guys out there.
Perf. We're there.
And then maybe come to a Son of the Rockies
rehearsal. I like it. Yes, please. This should be your audition tape.
Getting GQ to come to Son of the Rockies.
Like, listen, I got the in.
I just promoted you on my plant podcast, so you're welcome. That's how you should say.
With GQ.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah.
Well, thank you guys again so much. I love you guys and appreciate you guys so much.
Love you.
So, thank you.
We love you too. Right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. So as you can see, I absolutely adore Katie Mack and Katie G. I can't say enough thanks to them for coming onto the show, talking about our mutual love of plants and barbershop music. And I am so, so excited for the next time I get to see them. It's been over a year now. It's like a year and a half since I saw them last. And it's so, so sad. So I hope I get to see them soon. But that might take a little long just because I gotta start school soon. So, I've got some bad news for the next 3 weeks. I'm gonna have to take them off. Next weekend, I have a big festival that my Nature Center throws that we're still doing. We're gonna make sure everyone's following all of the CDC guidelines, all that fun stuff. But we have a huge festival and it's gonna take a lot of time and effort, and I don't know if I'd be able to mentally and physically record another episode for next week. And then the next 2 weeks after that, starting on the 14th through the 27th, I'm going to Spain. My family and I are going to walk the Camino de Santiago Portugués. So we're doing the Portuguese way of the Camino de Santiago. And it's 100 kilometers, 62 miles, if you will, of us hiking from Bayona, Spain, all the way to Santiago. And I am so excited. One, getting to travel again. That's huge. And two, getting to see a new country. I haven't been to Spain yet, and I am very excited. So unfortunately, the next 3 weeks, I will be, unfortunately, not recording anything. If I have the time, I may surprise you. We'll see. Maybe I'll do like a on-the-road recording, I guess, on my phone, so the quality is not going to be the greatest, but maybe that'd be cool, right? If I see any cool plants or whatnot, I will maybe put something together. We'll see. But at the very least, if you are interested in keeping up, you should follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. I also have my personal Instagram linked to my planty Instagram, if you will. And that's probably where I'll post more of the trip itself. So if you're interested in seeing what the trip is like or what I'm doing, you can go ahead and follow that. But anything plant related or whatnot that I see, I will definitely put it on The Plant Nook Podcast Instagram. Or you can also send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. We can talk about whatever, if you have any plant questions or what have you, all that fun stuff. You could also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the podcast. You can check out the merch shop as well. And I think the biggest help that anyone can do for this show specifically is to rate it. 5 stars, please. But like, be honest. Honestly, if you think it's worthy of 5 stars, please rate it 5 stars. Like it, subscribe to whatever platform you choose that you listen to the podcast. Definitely subscribe on that platform. And share it with some plant friends. Because you never know. Maybe I might be traveling to that country one day or that city. And maybe we can get together and talk plants. Because as you could probably tell from this episode, I love talking plants. All right. So that's it for this week. I'll see everyone in about 3 weeks. And like I said, if I get enough time and if I get lucky, maybe I'll do a surprise episode. We'll see. But catch you guys on the flip side. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.